Hello, good evening. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, yes, sir. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your brief opinion? It'll be very short.
Okay.
Okay, sir. Are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes.
Okay, sir. And scientists say that climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use, sir. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe, and in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Would you say you're very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very.
Okay. And moving on, a recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the U.S. $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland? Would you agree or disagree?
I agree.
You say strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Okay. And some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Would you support or oppose this bill?
Oppose.
You say somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly.
Okay, and a recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings such as furnaces and water heaters caused 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard, sir? Would you support or oppose it? Hello? Hello, sir? Can you hear me? Hello, sir? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me, sir? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me read back that question. A recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings such as furnaces and water heaters caused 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard, sir?
Support.
All right. Would you say strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat.
Okay. Moving on quickly, sir. Well, I'm going to read to you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. After each, I just want you to tell me if you would support or oppose the proposal. I'll be very quick. The first one says providing immediate relief after a natural disaster. Would you support or oppose this?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. What about this one? Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. Would you support or oppose this?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
All right. Installing air conditioning in buildings that need it. Would you support or oppose that?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. Would you support or oppose that?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Increasing access to public transportation. Would you support or oppose that?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Improving electrical grid reliability. Would you support or oppose this?
Support.
All right, strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, and expanding quality health care, would you support or oppose this?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so far for your responses, sir. Moving on quickly. Well, I want to know how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? For example, the first one says, the communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worse by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Very.
Okay, moving on quickly. Climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. How convincing do you find this, sir? Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Very.
Okay. And big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the
90s. How much longer is this going to take?
We're almost done, sir, I promise. And we're almost done. We're almost halfway there. And I'll be very quick, sir.
Halfway?
You're... Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, I'll be quick.
I'm finished. Thank you.
Remember, sir, your opinion does matter. The last one does say for this section. Hello? Hello? Hello?